My name is Abram Miller, and we are the Proclaim Ministry Team from Pensacola Christian College. Our teammates will introduce themselves in just a minute, but we have also with us Ms. Rachel Moses, who teaches at the Academy down at the college. And we're traveling around this summer looking to encourage churches through drama, through testimony, and through song. So tonight, we're planning to give you some truths of God's Word through those different aspects. We are obviously have some promotional material for the college as well, so if you want to check that out at our table afterwards, feel free to ask us any questions you may have. But at this time, our team is coming.
Isaiah 6, 8 and 9 say, "Also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people." Kate Pelley sat with her husband James at a Wednesday night service while the church coordinator talked about all the many opportunities there were to get involved at Faith Baptist. There was children's church.
No.
I teach elementary school all day, 5 days a week. We need people to help with food for funerals.
I don't think my cooking is edible.
Card ministry. Card ministry, writing cards to people who've recently experienced grief.
My penmanship isn't the best.
Answer to cancer, helping people struggling through cancer treatment.
I'd love to, but I just can't relate to that.
Oh, there's also a few openings in the youth department.
Perfect. Not too old, not too young. I can relate to them. I'm not that much older than they are.
Oh, wait. Here's one more. Arms to the aged, helping the elderly in our community with everyday chores.
Nah, I think I'll stick with the youth group. I mean, there's all those activities and retreats. Besides, I think that ministry will be a great fit for a young couple like me and James.
Now make sure everybody signs up at the back after church. Have a great night.
James, can you go sign up for us? I need to go talk to Mrs. Wilson.
Sure, I'll meet you at the truck.
When the Kellys got home that night, James had some news for Kate.
How am I going to break this to her? God. Hey, honey, do you want some ice cream?
Is that a real question?
Got it. Let's see. 2 scoops for me and 3 scoops for you. Okay. Okay, honey. So, I need to tell you something.
I need to tell you something. I am so excited about the youth group. I mean, those kids need us. We're fun and young, and I think it'll be a great special speaker at retreats. I mean, if you taught a Sunday school class in college, right?
Before you say another word, we're not working with the youth group.
What?
But we get to work with Arms to the Aged.
What happened?
Well, by the time I got there, they had everyone they needed.
Okay. This will be good. We can do this. My grandmother lived with us when I was in high school. It'll be fine.
Kate, God must have a reason for us to be in this ministry. He must know that we'll be more of a help to those people than the youth group.
You're right. Think positive.
There you go. Our first assignment is to work with the ladies on 87 Woodland Place, just helping out with odds and ends around the house.
Okay, we can do that. That's easy.
Yeah.
So each week for 1 month, the young couple went out and helped the old ladies with anything they needed. They took them to the grocery store and even provided transportation to church.
Pastor, thank you so much for that message. I really needed to be reminded about having a willing heart.
Thank you, Kate. You know, I was wondering if you might be able to help me out with something.
What can I do?
Well, I know what a blessing you and James have been to those elderly ladies at Woodland Place. What do you think about starting a weekly Bible study at your house? Those ladies just love you. And I think it'd be a perfect opportunity for you to encourage them spiritually as well.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Fantastic.
Kate managed to hold her shock in until she got home. Then she had a minor breakdown.
James, what does he mean, Bible study for elderly ladies? I mean, I don't have a handicapped bathroom or a handicapped ramp. I can't do this. I mean, that means we're going to have to do some remodeling, and that's going to cost money. Money that we...